Aircheckdownloads.com.
Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now live from Sherwood Forest, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, we'll be practicing our archery skills by firing arrows in Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen's hair in our new feature, Bow and Arrows.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome Friar Tuck. It's Chris Moyles.
Hallelujah.
I like this record.
Sure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure,
right.
It'll grow on you.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. See, I'm such a big Louise fan. I remember Light of My Life.
I can't believe you said that either.
Do you remember Light of My Life?
I just can't think how it went. I recognise the title, but...
It was great.
Sing it for me.
No, I'd rather not. But it was the first, I think it was the first solo single Louise did, about 95. It was great. It was her lying around on a beach, rolling around in sand, black sand.
Bonkers.
Not that I only like the record because of the video, obviously. No, I'm not.
But it just enhanced it.
Huh?
It enhanced it.
I'm no pervert or anything. Mm. Well, I am, but that's just pure coincidental.
What you do in your private life's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. And the people that I hire. Have you seen the thing in the paper? Why? I've got to say, right, and I'm kind of, to a certain extent, falling into the trap, but... All the newspapers keep showing pictures of Les Dennis and Amanda Holden and going, ooh. Yesterday it was like, ooh, Les doesn't look very happy, does he? Now it's like, ooh, Amanda doesn't look very happy, does he? Look, leave them alone. Do you know what I mean? It's just, if they're trying to get their marriage back together, then leave them alone.
Who really cares?
Oh, it's interesting. And I find it to a certain extent funny. And I'm sorry, that sounds a bit cruel, but I do. I find it very amusing. Do you know what I mean?
Is it interesting, though, really?
Well, it depends. I find it very funny because Les refused to talk about his marriage as he and Amanda went to a London film premiere. Now, I'm sorry if you...
It's not the best place to keep it quiet, is it?
What are you going to... Do these people want this intrusion or not?
Well, obviously, if they're going to go to film premiere together, right? Or dolled up...
What happens? You know, I mean... You don't split up with somebody and then get back together with them and then go out to a film premiere where there's going to be loads of journalists, unless you want to get a photograph. Oh, no, but we just wanted to go see the film. Wait till it comes out on video.
Go down the Odeon like everyone else.
Yeah, go to the ABC at the weekend or something, go to Warner Village, something like that. I don't understand why you would then go, I don't want to talk about my marriage. Well, why are you going out to a public event in front of all the cameras? Ugh. I don't understand. Why do these people want to be famous? Because they obviously do. Unless I'm getting the wrong end of the stick. Why do they... What's wrong with
them? I think the photographers camping outside the house is out of order, but I think...
Are the photographers camping outside the house? Because we go there past the house a lot. I've never seen
Well, no, they were at one point, because there was loads of pictures outside. But, I mean, if they're going to put themselves in the spotlight by going down Leicester Square to a premiere, then I think they deserve it, to be honest.
I must admit, I agree with you. And but Les Dennis, I've never met the guy, but he seems like he's quite intelligent.
Yeah.
Right? And Amanda Holden seems to know what she's doing.
They're not daft.
Do you know what I mean by that? She seems to know what's going on.
She's bright as well.
Yeah, she ain't no idiot. You know what I mean? She married Les Dennis when he was rich and successful. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying she didn't love him. But let's be honest. Those two ever split up, she's going to make a lot of money.
Mm.
I hate to be the one who sounds like I'm being a bit of a horrible man, but let's be honest. He's got a couple of quid in the bank. You don't do family fortunes for the love of it. You do it for the cash.
Ka-ching.
You know what I'm saying? Reese?
Yep.
She's going to walk away from that marriage with a bit of cash in her pocket.
Oh, but Chris, that's such a horrible thing to say. It's not about the money. It's about two people loving each other and trying to make their marriage work.
Well, then stop going out in front of the cameras then, for God's sake. Close the door and get a pizza delivered.
Like you.
Actually, you think you'd find I'd close the door and get two pizzas delivered. But thank you very much for saying so anyway, Dave. Shit your face anyway. You're a bit of a media tart when you want to be.
Me?
Oh, yes, you are. What are you doing tonight there, Dave?
Same as you.
No, but what are you, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight, we, as a group...
No. What are you doing? I'm not saying what are we doing. What are you doing?
I'm going to go watch...
Are you having a pop at me for being a bit showbiz? What are you doing tonight?
I'm not having a pop at you for being showbiz. I'm going to pop at you for eating pizza a lot. That's all.
Don't eat pizza a lot.
You do.
When was the last time I had a pizza? Well, last night. But apart from that, night before...
I wasn't saying anything about you being showbusy.
Just tell everybody where you're going.
Want to bring it up,
just say where you're going.
We went to a film premiere thing. That you
if you're not going to answer my questions, I'm going to switch your microphone off for the rest of the show. And I know that certain people upstairs would appreciate that. So why don't you just tell everybody where you're going?
I'm going to watch the second half of the football. I'm going to go and see John Coulshaw.
You're going to go to the recording of a radio show.
Yeah, and then we're going to a cause party.
Yeah. Ooh, kissy kissy, shake the hands of the rich and famous.
What?
Hi, my name's Cameron Dave. I really like your record. You're my favourite band.
You're just talking a load of arse. You're going anyway.
Yeah, I'm going because I'm doing my mate Jasper a favour. He said, hey, do me a favour, get at the party. So I'm going to get at the party.
Well, that's why I'm going as well.
No, you're not. You're going to kiss ass with a rich
and
famous.
You're just turning it round because I had a pop at you about
you. Les, nice to meet you. I've been a big fan of Family Fortunes. You know what I mean? Such a kiss ass. Well, just admit it. Well, that time you went to the Stereophonics, we went backstage to meet them. Hey, you're my favourite band. I think you're so great and lovely. Oh, my God.
The last time we went anywhere famous.
I can't believe I've shaken the hand of Kenny the Leeds from the Stereophonics. I shall never wash again.
You were stood at the door kissing everyone as it came in. Like
what?
Some kind of, like, fat maitre d'.
That's only because I don't want to be stood around you and your ugly lass, so don't have a go at me.
Oh, God. You're pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic, but more important than you. AirCheckDownloads.com.